4 and the Gauteng branch of the South African Human Rights Commission and the Public Protector's Office are conducting an inquiry into the recent protests in Alexandra Township and resident service delivery complaints there, as I mentioned a moment ago. It's really been a long haul for residents. Their protests began several months ago, but they've certainly gained more traction in the last few weeks. We know they held a protest in their area. They shut it down. The following week, they marched to Sandton to hand over a memorandum to the municipality there. And finally, we have seen politicians actually go into the area. We saw the Premier, David Makura, go into that area. It was followed by the President. And although he didn't really engage the public much, Herman Mashaba went to nearby Marlborough in order to speak to the people there. So let's bring into the conversation the SAHRC Gauteng Provincial Manager, Buang Jones, who's on the line to us at this point. Buang, good afternoon, and thank you very much for making yourself available today. What are you trying to uncover in the probe you're about to undertake?
Well, we are trying to ascertain the extent of service delivery in Alexandra and the respective roles of the national, provincial and local sphere of government.
Right. So you've essentially spoken about the three spheres that are involved here. Are you going to be looking into the ultimate reasons for these protests?
Yes, we want to look at the ultimate reasons. The issues that the community of Alex have been raising, whether are these attributable to lack of proper governance at a local level or non-responsiveness and so forth. So they have raised a whole lot of socio-economic issues that we would like to get to the bottom of. So the first sitting of the inquiry took place today, and we'll have the next sitting on the 13th of May. And in the first week of May, the Commission will also be visiting the community of Alex as part of our ongoing investigation into possible human rights violations.
So I understand you're working with the Public Protector's Office that's already begun looking into service delivery complaints.
Yes, the probe by the Public Protector is focusing on corruption, fraud, impropriety on the part of officials in these three spheres of government. They will be probing the Alexandra Renewal Project. So we've joined forces so that the report is holistic and seeks to address all these issues, so that by the time we release the report, the report talks to issues of corruption, maladministration, and the resultant or the manifestations thereof, which we've seen in recent times. You can see when you go to Alexandra, people live in squalor, in abject poverty. There's underdevelopment in Alex. It's a high-density area, and there are no opportunities. So those are some of the things we'll be looking at, and we have joined forces with the Public Protector.
Now, these protests, we know, are being heavily politicized, especially because there's an election coming. How easy is it going to be for you to cut through the political noise to get to the bottom of these complaints?
Well, we want... today we had to ask the city manager of to go back to the drawing board to adequately prepare for the inquiry, because we felt that the information that was submitted to the commission was not sufficient. Some of the questions that were asked were very elementary questions, but the city was not in a position to even tell the commission how many informal settlements are in and around Alexandra. So we said, let's give you a city manager an opportunity to go back to sufficiently prepare for the inquiry, because we'd want to, by the time we issue a report, we have enough information at our disposal to evaluate and then to issue directives and recommendations.
All right. So are you setting a time frame for when you should have something concrete to be able to present, so that the task team that is dealing with this issue can actually act on it?
We have given ourselves a period of 3 months. We hope by end of June we have concluded the hearings. But there are also ongoing efforts to engage with government, because this entire process is looking at solutions and permanent solutions, not just temporary measures that can be employed to address the plight of the people of Alex. But we are looking for long-term and sustainable solutions that will address the socio-economic and material needs of the people of Alex.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Boang Jones, the SAHRC Gauteng Provincial Manager.